through books, by the help of Brihat Majangva. Bigger playing would be a bigger Majangva. Majangva, that class of instruments, is found in West now. Any type of this yantra.
Drum.
And drum.
Not same as madanga.
Not same.
Only since our Guru day it went.
Madanga means built by earth. Mrit, mrit means earth. Anga.
Body.
Anga means limbs. Sprang from earth. Adhan drum. Mridanga. Plain, simple.
Yes, sir. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari. Ha ha ha. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Any question?
What is the meaning of Chaitanya Sarasvat? You have given the name Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat.
Mat. The Chaitanya Mat. And the Saraswati, our Gurudev. From Chaitanya to Saraswati. The knowledge that has come from Chaitanya Deep up to Saraswati Guru Maharaj. That length, the propaganda, within that length, we have to revere, accept and preach. Chaitanya Saraswata, from Chaitanya to Saraswati. The angle of vision of our Guru Maharaj Saraswati, his angle of vision about Chaitanya Deep, how he has seen with his divine eyes. It is available here. We are concerned with that. From Chaitanya to Saraswati, our Guru Maharaj, the Guru Parampara, the whole covered. Considered, covered, considered, cultured, and being preached or spread, Chaitanya Saraswati. Chaitanya Nuva Saraswati, another meaning. So Saraswati means Vani, Vakko, words, expressions. Of Chaitanya, Chaitanya Vani, Chaitanya Vani, the real preachings, instructions of Sri Chaitanya, his words. That may be the meaning here. Chaitanya Vani, or really from Chaitanya to Saraswati. The culture of Bhagavatam, as viewed by Sri Chaitanya Dev and his followers up to Saraswati. That is the object, the theme of our life, the purpose of our life. Our parichaya, our identification of nature, acquaintance is there. Who are we? We are so and so. They are our masters. We are the servant of that group. We want to revere them, to propagate them, to ask people to accept them. Our whole concern is there. Chaitanya Saraswata. Saraswata Chaitanya. Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur.
I have one question.
Saraswata Brahmins. There is a class of Brahmins. Saraswata. The Chaitanyanuga Saraswata. There are Saraswata Brahmins in Maharashtra side. They say they are Gaur Brahmins, Saraswata Brahmins, Saraswata. So we are Saraswata, the particular class, particular Saraswata group that are under Chaitanya Dev. That Saraswata, that may be another. In Manusamhita also it is mentioned, Saraswati Dishadvati, the Aryan civilization that came from up country. First it was between Saraswati and the Dishadvati, between two rivers, the Vyasdev. They all belong to that quarter, that Madhurita Ashram. Ambarish Maharaj, he lives that side. It is mentioned, the Saraswati River, which is falling on the Ganges near Madhurita Ashram. Madhurita Ashram just on the bank of Saraswati. And that's where they used to live, and the Narad came to give dictation about the principles of Bhagavatam. They are in Madhurita Ashram, just on the banks of Saraswati. And Vyasadeva also taught the principles of Bhagavatam to Sukhdev in Madhurita Ashram, that on the banks of Saraswati. Ambarish Maharaj used to leave that side. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam, hundreds of sacrifices was done by him on two banks of Saraswati River. That is a very ancient time. At that time, Himalaya is considered to be the latest mountain, highest, but very, not ancient, but very lately out. So, of all the mountains, Himalaya, though it is biggest, but it is the most young. So Himalaya was down. Down, and Himalaya going up, and those places are becoming very cold, and people are coming down to have their inheritance in the plain. And the plain, that also with the rising of Himalaya, the Indian, Indian territory was small, and with the rise of Himalaya, the Bela, the, what is this, the plain is also rising from this sea. So extension. And that is too cold, so people are coming down to settle in the sea banks. In this way, the civilization, the seat of civilization, ancient civilization was there. But that is up, people are coming down and coming this side. So the first people of Aryan civilization, Vedic civilization, is to be located that side. That side. And gradually it is spreading itself this world. Now, Saraswati, the banks of the Saraswati, that is the place where the Vedic culture began, and gradually that is being extended towards this side. This side. The East Bengal and other things, after this Ganges, it is ancient, but above that, that is all sprang up from the sea. And on the south also something like that. So, Saraswata Brahmins, a particular group of Brahmins, that held up the Vedic culture. They are supposed to have their residence on the upper Himalaya now. And that is gradually coming this side. So Saraswata Brahmins, this is Chaitanya Saraswata, to difference from that. And modified by Chaitanya in the line of Bhagavatam. And he has spread amongst all the acharyas. Chaitanya they preached about love divine. Clearly and in a developed way, scientific way, see, Chaitanya Dev only reached the fifth end of life, that Bhagavad prayer. The end of life to acquire love, affection, attraction for the, for God, for Godhead, for Krishna. Krishna is the Lord of love, and he is the innermost conception of Godhead. The highest conception of Godhead is in Krishna, and the jiva can have a relation with him, that of love, and that is the highest achievement of all souls ever known come to the world. So Chaitanya Saraswata, not other Saraswata, Chaitanya Anuga Saraswata, belong to the school of Chaitanya. Saraswata that belongs to the school of Sri Chaitanya, Chaitanya Saraswata. Jai Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Sivar Sankirtane Sangopange Pancha Parakar Jai Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Sivar Sankirtane Sangopange Pancha Parakar Chaitanya Saraswata, Sri Chaitanya Saraswata. That are the followers of Sri Chaitanya Di, Krishna Chaitanya Di. With these, in the consciousness of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, the believers in Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Saraswata and his instructions. Saraswata, whose transaction is with sounds. Saraswati means bani, words, the word trader. The word trader, Saraswata, whose business is with words, sounds. Sound means name, naam. Naam, shabda. Their business with divine sounds. Whose duty is the transaction of divine sound. And divine, what sort of divinity? Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna consciousness, sound business. Krishna consciousness, sound business. That is the stage. They are engaged in that transaction of the divine sound of Krishna called Krishna consciousness. It's calm. I asked Swami Maharaj, you are so fond of name, but why have you given the name as ISKCON? ISKCON. Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu's name. Krishna consciousness, because it is an ontological expression.